This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail to explain the sea. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought today I met. And why would I give up when history shows it's always darkest before the dawn? And freedom ends up prevailing time and time again when good men and women take action. We've come from 95% of people 20 years ago not knowing the Federal Reserve was private to a national poll. Now over 95% want it audited or want it abolished. Most Americans know that the globalists created ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Most Americans know that there's a private corporate world government, that globalism's a tyrannical system. We've come from being laughed at now to having a president in the White House, and other populist free marketeers are getting elected across the globe, and the enemy's fighting back, but we're not giving in, we're not giving up, we just got started. So this is the great animating contest of liberty. It is Sunday, the 17th day of September 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, re-aired on stations across the country. I've been up here for 4 hours, and I was up all last night, basically. Went to bed at about 10 o'clock at night, got up at 2 in the morning, and did research right through until I took a nap at about 10 a.m. this morning. Because the quickening is accelerating, the news is all so important, how could you turn away from it? I mean, I'm bouncing my baby daughter on my knee while I watch video clips and read news as it breaks with reporters live on the ground, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. Wow. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this great arrangement of news here. We're going to cover it all when we come back, and I'm going to try to be as focused as I can. So thanks for putting up with me. There is obviously times that try folks' souls, ladies and gentlemen, and we are definitely in those right now. Look at this stack of news. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Haley, North Korea will be destroyed, close quote, if the U.S. has to defend itself. But the full statement she made are even more chilling. We're going to get into all that. North Korea is secretly building a nuclear submarine. I'm really worried about them having disasters like their test site caving in and these idiots that can't even build a car, being given nuclear reactors by the globalist. I mean, that's like giving a dirty commie a nuclear reactor. British Prime Minister Trump has done good for Europe, but can be a challenge. Yes, being politically correct. Donald Trump calls Kim Jong-un the rocket man. Shot a new missile over Japan. Meanwhile, London soldiers drafted an extra armed police on the streets. May's declared martial law for the first time, but she's going to leave the borders open to Muslims to pour in, but then have police with machine guns on every corner. They can respond after another jihadi stabs somebody, shoots somebody, runs over somebody, throws acid in somebody's face, and then the BBC can have special cosmetic shows on how to deal with an acid attack, because they're having like a couple hundred a month now. They always yell, Allah Akbar. So we've got that report. Also, Venezuela has fully collapsed and has now added a cherry on top, saying they're going to dump the dollar. So that's now happened, dumping the petrodollar. And then a big report I'm going to get into. This is up on Infowars.com. High-ranking CIA agent blows the whistle on deep state shadow government. He's working with William Benny. This is one of the highest-level CIA whistleblowers on the criminal deep state, and now is controlled by the private shadow government ever. Hillary Clinton did a book signing in a toilet paper aisle. I'm not kidding. We've got the exclusive video from Laura Loomer. Not just the footage she put out live, but other footage that's coming up in the second hour. Then the big news. Trump will pull out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. He's come out and said, be clear. People are lying and saying, I'm not pulling out. I have pulled out. And he said, I'm not going to go along with the DREAM Act. That's another hoax as well. So that's coming up straight ahead. And GOP congressman proposes pardon deal for Julian Assange. That's just some of what's coming up.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Is not destroying ourselves. The answer is working together for a better future. The answer is space colonization. The answer is not just knowing the secrets of the atom, but knowing the secrets of biology and using that technology to direct in an open, free way the true destiny of our species. We have now entered the crossroads, the great fulcrum. You can feel it. You can see it. All the energy, all the focus of our ancestors and their will to survive despite our current decadence and weakness. Their strength is the wind that fuels our sails, and we will succeed. Let's get right into the news. We've got huge North Korea news, martial law news in England, more Islamic attacks, more acid attacks, more stabbings, more bombings to where they just hope we give in and they stop reporting on it, as the Islamist mayor of London has said, just get used to it and submit. High-level CIA agent blows the whistle on deep state shadow government. He breaks down the architecture of it from the inside, exactly as I told you the architecture has been established. One time I was driving around in Westlake and saw the top of a building open up and SAM missiles pop up and then go back in. And I later talked to one of my sources and they said, yeah, that's a special operations base. He gets into all this, though. It's just crazy. Don't need to have any secret documents to see SAM missiles coming out of the top of a house. So that's the type of stuff that's going on. We're going to get into all of it today. Trump says he will not pull out of the Paris climate deal. He's not doing the DACA deal. We've got all of that information here for you. Chaos in St. Louis. Protesters storm the mayor's house, burn U.S. flags, and are joined by mass gunmen in violent clashes over white cop being cleared of murder for shooting dead black suspect. You know, I wish some of the young folks and some of the people brainwashed by MTV and Soros but look at the statistics. You got 3,000-plus black people being shot, over 2,000 of them dying, and 95-plus percent of them are shot by black folks in Chicago alone. How many people you got shot by cops every year that are black? It's about 230 on average. Let's say all of them were unjustified shootings. Is the issue the tens of thousands of blacks killing each other every year or the couple hundred cops killing black folks? I mean, I'm just doing numbers here. 51% of blacks are aborted. Don't hear anything out of the liberal blacks about that. Millions of black people get killed in their mama's tummy. We know they were innocent. Why no discussion of that? Because it's all about media hype. That's coming up as Soros tries to foment a race war in this country. Meanwhile, we've got flashbacks. Bernie said Medicare for all would bankrupt the U.S. like Venezuela, or Cuba. It would, but now he's all for it. We're going to juxtapose those for you. Hillary had a big book signing in Connecticut in the toilet paper aisle. We're going to have that exclusive HD video for you coming up with Laura Loomer, who shot it. She did her live feed, but we have the HD video she shot. She gave it to us. She's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour. We also have just a bunch of other really, really, really big news. Scientists have edited human embryos to, quote, safely remove disease for the first time. You mean remove genetics that showed you were predisposed to, say, have lung cancer if you smoke cigarettes. See? But by removing that, what else are they removing? And again, they're backdooring the people. Many scientists agree these aren't really humans. These are humanoids. And they're making it where the environment's so toxic we can't have children. But don't worry, you can go to the scientist and they'll make something that looks and acts like a human for you. But just like your cell phone or just like your smart TV, it's got a lot of back doors. It's got a lot of little Trojan horses in it. So that's coming up as well. And GOP congressman proposes pardon deal for Julian Assange. I'll say this. There's no evidence of Russian collusion. We know WikiLeaks got info from U.S. folks and others. Everything WikiLeaks exposed about Hillary, thank God they deserve a medal. So if Trump doesn't pardon Assange, then Trump ought to call for his own indictment. Because WikiLeaks was part of the trifecta of individuals and groups that got Trump in. InfoWars, the American people waking up, taking action, the WikiLeaks, Benghazi, all of that is what defeated that arrogant, entitled witch. So, Trump's good on almost every other subject, but it's hypocritical when he talks about WikiLeaks, very evil, very bad what they did. What? If WikiLeaks has got the documents and WikiLeaks has got our emails, release it. Great job, WikiLeaks. You know, I like the president. He's a great guy. He's under globalist attack, but he's really wrong on that. Maybe we should put together his clips on WikiLeaks, praising it and then saying they're criminal. I mean, I'm not trying to score points here against the president, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I don't like seeing people that stick their necks out to try to restore this republic being backstabbed. I mean, somebody literally puts you over the top and you try to flush them down the toilet. Now, I know the word is that's rhetorical for cover. The president is looking at a pardon or ways to do this. But then that allows all the leaks they're using to destroy him, the criminal leaks. So then it's kind of a balancing act, isn't it? So I get where El Presidente's coming from. So I can say I see why he's doing what he's doing, but I can also see how it's not the right thing to do. That's what we do here. We don't just pick a political topic that we think sounds the best and makes the most people happy, but then not deliver on it. We go with what's right. Because compromising with what's right is what's turned us from the greatest, strongest, most focused, able, inventive, creative, tough, amazing, loving, dynamic nation in the world to turning us into a paradox where we still have that in us and it still shines now and then, but we've also plumbed the depths. We've hit the heights, boy, we've gone to the depths. And let me tell you about the depths. The deep state, run by the shadow government, had the decision to have the strategy of tension and strategic patience and all this other baloney to give North Korea nuclear fissile material and delivery systems, just like the same deep state gave the Chi-Coms, and just like they gave it to the Russians. The Russians were able when it came to missile technology and rocket technology, but not to atomic weapons and H-bombs. The globalists gave that to them. That's part of the public record. And so now, why on earth would we be critical of our president when North Korea is threatening to nuke South Korea, Seoul, and Tokyo, Japan, and running around foaming at the mouth, and shot another missile over Japan, and is engaged in all this bizarre behavior? Why on earth would we sit here now and put up with this? And look, I don't want war. But they're the ones threatening preemptively to strike. So Nikki Haley has her issues. I've got her full transcript here where she says, And a diplomatic process with North Korea doesn't work. She said, we'd be perfectly happy to send this over to Secretary Mattis since he has plenty of military options. You don't say you're happy to go to the military option. But she's accurate when she says, if we hit North Korea, they'll be totally destroyed, because you can't let them, if you just pinprick them, knock out their ICBMs, they're going to respond with conventional weapons against Japan and against Korea, and you're into a major war. You've got to decapitate them fully if you decide to strike them, and I've been saying that for years. So I agree with what she's saying there, but she's getting briefed on that. Let's go to a clip of her on CNN today talking about totally destroying North Korea. Here it is.
We wanted to be responsible and go through all diplomatic means to get their attention first. If that doesn't work, General Mattis will take care of it.
Well, by saying General Mattis will take care of it, you're talking about the Pentagon and you're talking about a military option. Is that what fire and fury meant?
You have to ask the president what fire and fury meant, but I think we all know that basically, if North Korea keeps on with this reckless behavior, if the United States has to defend itself or defend its allies in any way, North Korea will be destroyed.
That's right. It's the only option.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Up until the 1960s, the CIA generally overthrew dictators. After that, they installed them. And they work for private corporate special interests. The CIA is the National Security Act, 1947. It's the dominant group. It's plugged into all the other 16 agencies. And if you want to know what the CIA wants, just turn on Hollywood. Just turn on MTV. Mothers and fathers are bad. Christians are bad. Radical Muslims are good. Gun owners are bad. Private property's bad. Freedom's bad. America's bad. Hollywood does exactly what the deep state, what the FBI and CIA tell them to do. Now, by the way, some of the most awake people out there are in the CIA and the FBI because they go out and recruit the best and brightest because they want to control them. But it's the people at the top of those agencies that are establishing world government. And coming up, stories up on Infowars.com with an hour-plus video. I was talking to William Benny 6 months ago about this guy and how he's going to go public soon, and I'm glad to see it's now happened. Kevin Shipp, high-level CIA, exposing the entire operation. We're getting into that coming up. And how the shadow government controls the deep state. And if you want to know their aims, just look at what they did. Cancer viruses and vaccines. Sterilants and vaccines. Vaccine protection so they can do it and get away with it. All of it. But they go out and get the best and brightest to compartmentalize them, to control them. They go get the best with the best grades, the best, you know, the guy that's a valedictorian and the star quarterback. They want that guy. They can compartmentalize him and put him where they want him. To make sure he never ends up threatening their operations. Google, Facebook, Twitter, all CIA. He gets into that. But I don't need to read the transcript of his speech. Everything he said was already public knowledge. You know why? He didn't tell you anything secret in his speech or he'd get arrested or killed. He played the whole game. He told you everything that's public, but that no one's paying attention to. It's a fact that in 1997, Google was founded by the CIA and DARPA. It's a fact Facebook is a CIA front. It's a fact Twitter is. It's a fact CNN is. It's a fact. People say, well, are you? InfoWars is true and organic and proven. And that's why we're so successful. These groups are there to scoop up anything that's organic, but it's not worked. Instead, we're scooping up the country with the information, the truth about globalism. Decompartmentalizing the information. And our biggest audience is in the deep state. There's a civil wars in the deep state. The shadow government, it's blocking Trump. It's in control. It's run by foreign multinationals. It's run by the Saudis, the corrupt Vatican, that's anti-Catholic. It's run by the globalists. But their days are numbered. If you want to know the players. The truth is the globalists had to command their operations. So everything they do is public. It's all in textbooks. How they put 1.3 parts per million hydrofluorosilicic acid into lower fertility and brain damage you. How they put cancer viruses in, but at a level that only triggers 20, 30 years later. How they run the whole operation to break up the family. How they're doing it's all in white papers because they've got to communicate. They hide it in plain view. They've always got an excuse for the shadow government. Oh, we're going to put SAM missile bases in every city in case someone hijacks jets again. When they've got remote control already in all the jets before 9/11. Oh, and then once they put in a shadow substation, then you can remove who builds it originally and torture people or run drugs or make kiddie porn or whatever it is the people on top want to do. The good guys build it. The Satanists run it. Well, guess what? I'm the creature out of Texas, and I've come to destroy you. You can destroy me and only make me more powerful. I don't even actually want that to happen, but quite frankly, I'm not worried about it. Because I'm committed to not even bringing you down, just getting you out of the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. You can get out of the way and have a future, but you won't. No, you're going to be destroyed. I can see that. So I'm not going to cry about it. Something needs to happen. And it will. All the sociopaths and arrogant people in your system are like balls and chains. They'll bring you down. The hubris of your queen, Hillary, shows us your weakness and the cancer you are. By cancer, the Soviet program was all done by the globalists, the deep state, the robber barons, even before they got the National Security Act. Communist China, declassified, put in charge, 1949, by the CIA, greatest mass murders in history. Everything they've done is about social engineering and total control, that once they get total control, then the communism will finally work. But instead, all you've created is abominations. And now we have Nikki Haley, a good governor, you could say, but when she's up there, I've got her quotes here. Haley said the threats were not empty, and a diplomatic process with North Korea doesn't work. She will, quote, be perfectly happy to send this over to Defense Secretary Mattis. The sycophantic way she acts like that guy is God, and he's got a magic wand, and you know, just the power tripping just smells of failure. Just the arrogance always goes before a fall. He has plenty of military options. Why don't you say you would not be happy to have to send it over to Mattis for military options? No. You said you'd be perfectly happy. That's not good, lady, okay? And she goes on, but I agree with her getting the part about if we have to hit North Korea, you've got to vaporize it all. Sorry, DMZ, all the military bases, all the leadership centers, because they are an armed camp. They're going to cause a huge protracted war that we're going to lose hundreds of thousands of troops in, and that the globalists might want to suck us into. But Trump doesn't want to wait for that to happen a few years down the road, as the globalists were planning. He wants to fix it and end it now, because he knows North Korea was the planned detonator down the road for America's defeat. That's not going to happen. Just to have Haley as the instrument of this, with her little screw-up, but we all screw up. She says she would be perfectly happy, this is a quote, to send this over to Defense Secretary Mattis, since he has plenty of military options. Oh, plenty? No. Total destruction is the only option, lady. Quote, it was not an empty threat. What we're doing is being responsible. Where North Korea is being irresponsible and reckless, we're being responsible by trying to use every diplomatic possibility that we could possibly do. We're pretty much exhausted all the things we can do at the Security Council at this point. So when we come back, we'll play her again, saying, quote, North Korea will be destroyed if we have to hit them. Well, you have to. But we're not happy to turn that over to Mattis, like Mattis, because he has the name Mad Dog. He'll magically fix it all with China and Russia involved. You see, we're not dealing with North Korea. It's a gambit. It's a pawn in the larger stratagem.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Battling the cult of the entitled state, whether it be the Clintons or Kim Jong-un and his degenerate family history. A bunch of entitled trash. A bunch of narcissistic, psychopathic filth that will fall and will not take America and the world with them. I've got to just blitz through tons of news. So I want to open the phones up in the second hour. And Laura Loomer, who confronted Hillary Clinton again, had the Secret Service go after her. Hillary was in a toilet paper aisle. Who would not think of the optics of that? It's all coming up in the second hour. We have a lot of HD footage Loomer sent us that she didn't stream out live that nobody's seen. Rob New came in, put it together in an HD report. We're going to premiere the start of the next hour. It is all coming up at Infowars.com/show. Because remember, if you're a radio listener, you can also watch Infowars.com/show. Remember, folks, we're the most hated, most demonized media in the United States, and also in Europe to a great extent, because we've got our finger on the pulse. The mainstream media reads off teleprompters. They get talking points from the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and from the State Department. And they're all just a bunch of pseudo-intellectuals that try to look credible. They don't know that if North Korea strikes South Korea or Japan, there's a total commitment to plan to hit them with about 150 tactical nuclear weapons. So that's the only plan there is. I mean, you've got to kill all those armies. We go back to 1953 when MacArthur wanted to drop atomic bombs on 3 million Chinese troops coming across the Yalu River. And the average trendy, even a CNN host, they don't know all that. They just go, conspiracy theorist, kook, weirdo, he believes there's Martian bases. Never said that because they're not historians. They didn't work 6 hours today before I went on air. 4 hours here before I went on air. Researching. They just go, oh, Alex Jones is a kook. It doesn't matter. Our audience is bigger than many of your networks combined, and you hate it. And despite all your censorship, it's failing. Because you're so discredited while you try to censor us but build a straw man up of who we are, enough of your audience is smart enough to go, they're attacking this guy constantly. We ought to actually hear what he's really doing. I don't want to get up here and attack Nikki Haley, but she says stuff routinely that just isn't right. Like, we'll be happy to run out of diplomatic options and just give this to the Secretary of Defense to have a military option. You don't talk like that. Because if we've got to drop or detonate or fire by artillery hundreds of tactical weapons to take out the million-man army they got on the border and the 100,000 pieces of artillery, we don't want to be saying we were happy about that, not just for optics, but for mojo. You don't want to have to do this. You want the moral high ground. And you certainly don't want to have to go to nuclear war because the globalists gave North Korea nuclear weapons and thought they'd blackmail the United States into surrender to communist China through their set piece down the road. We're breaking with globalist policy. That's why Trump's real. But we're not happy about the hole that Hillary and Bill Clinton put us in when they gave those systems to North Korea. It's not something we go, I'll have to report you to the principal. I'm more than happy to send you to the principal to get licks. This isn't sending some student to the principal to get licks. We're not happy North Korea's run by a nutcase. We're not happy he's got nuclear weapons. We're not happy he's got ICBMs. We're not happy to go to the military option. But if we do, total commitment, up front, preemptive strike, destroy the country. And that isn't acting tough like all you wannabe tough guys that don't do the research, that don't put the hours in. I'm sick of it, and I'm angry about it. I have four children. If China and North Korea and Russia think that the United States is going to back off from this, they're idiots. But if people out there that think, oh, we're just dealing with North Korea, they're idiots too. We're dealing with Russia, and we're dealing with China. That's what this is about. And it's about breaking that deal that Harry Truman made way back then to sell us out to the UN. And this Frankenstein that's North Korea. Here's Nikki Haley on the Communist News Network.
Wanted to be responsible and go through all diplomatic means to get their attention first. If that doesn't work, General Mattis will take care of it.
Well, by saying General Mattis will take care of it, you're talking about the Pentagon and you're talking about a military option.
Just wait
is that
line?
What Fire and Fury meant?
you have to ask the president what fire and fury meant, but I think we all know that basically if North Korea keeps on with this reckless behavior, if the United States has to defend itself or defend its allies in any way, North Korea will be destroyed.
Yeah, that's what fire and fury, because Bash keeps asking, what's that mean? What's that mean? It's like, I'm going to knock your lights out. What's that mean? I'm going to knock you upside the head. The media will spin that I'm threatening to punch Dana Bash. That's not what I'm saying. Saying, I'm going to knock your lights out means I'm going to knock you upside the head. I'm going to knock you out. Fire and fury means nuclear weapons. And they've moved them into place. People are asking me, how did you know? Were you given classified info? How did you know months ago that it'd be tactical nukes in the DMZ and taking out, you know, their main cities? And because you have to. They're an armed camp of brainwashed psychopaths that the minute you do anything or respond, all hell's going to break loose. So things are very, very serious, and we have to be very, very focused right now, obviously, on what's happening. Now, another clip I want to play of the Prime Minister of England talking about the situation and what's been unfolding with the terror attacks. But everyone's ignoring. Europe lets in, the UN refugee program now says, 10 million people the last 5 years, 80-plus percent are military-age men. And then you wonder why there's terror attacks. You wonder why there's acid attacks every hour or so, why there's stabbings, why they run over people. Why there's bombings, why, and then they go, oh, don't worry, we'll spy on everybody and take your rights and ban any criticism of Islam because that might be stirring them up. No, they kill each other in their own countries. They're not compatible in a civilization. If they're Islamists that are heretics and want to live in a free country, then I'm all about bringing them here. My issue isn't their brown skin. My issue is the ideology of their pink brain. It's rotten. So here's May, who's declared martial law with troops on the street. It's like leaving your front door open and then sending guards to stand over your children and act like they, you know, they're the criminals. They've let in the Islamic threat to then bring in a police state. And I used to think it was just for a police state. No, we're not politically involved as Christians. The Muslims have got all this money. They bought the governments off. This is their long-term 1,000-plus-year program. Hell, ask folks in Turkey. Used to be Constantinople. Look at the beautiful mosque the Muslims built. It's the blue church. It's the same old war, folks. It's who they are. They know who they are. They have an identity. We don't. The globalists took it from us before they tried to conquer us, and they're using Islam as their weapon to do it. Here is the Prime Minister.
Terrorism Analysis Center, that's the independent organization which is responsible for setting the threat level on the basis of available intelligence, has now decided to raise the national threat level from severe to critical. This means that their assessment is that a further attack may be imminent. Following JTAC's decision, the police have asked for authorization from the Secretary of State for Defense to enact part of the first phase of Operation Tempora. This is a well-established plan to provide military support to the police. And for this period, military personnel will replace police officers on guard duties at certain protected sites which are not accessible to the public. The public will see more armed police on the transport network and on our streets providing extra protection.
All right, so disarm the public, bring in a bunch of Islamists, let them kill you, totally protect them, and then put troops on the street, and then double the amount of people being arrested for criticizing Islam. We get your plan. And she's been criticized for not wanting more open borders to unvetted Muslims, just like Trump is. She's not as good as Trump, but she's a little bit better than what they had. But again, they put a weak Tory in to get the leftist in very, very soon. We'll be back. Stay with us.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is
is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, open phones in the second hour. Reporter Laura Loomer joining us. She confronted Hillary for the second time in a week, just asking her questions about Benghazi. You know, her book's called What Happened? What happened to you trying to steal the election? What happened to you faking the polls? What happened to you getting the questions, the debates beforehand? What happened to all those witnesses to Mena, Arkansas, drug dealing, getting killed? Just what happened to all of it? What happened with Anthony Weiner? What happened with the missile secrets and fissile material for nuclear weapons in North Korea? Why are you such a traitor? She goes there, and Hillary is in the toilet paper aisle at Costco. We've got all that exclusive footage coming up when she joins us in the second segment of the next hour. And then it is your phone calls, 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. The Sunday number, the last 8, 9 years I've done this show, is our own number. We produce it all right out of the house. During the week, I'm still with GCN. They have their little phone system up there. That's a different number. But ours is 877-789-ALEX gets you on the air. So new reports out. Jihadists preparing train derailments and food poisoning in Europe. RT, the Associated Press, and others report. And what ISIS says they're going to do, they're going to do. After Obama and Hillary and all them gave them all those weapons and gave them oil fields and gave them all that support. I mean, that's a fact. They did that. That's not fantasy. So more attacks coming, but don't worry. We'll just bring more Muslims in and visit mosques and have Islam appreciation in all the schools. That'll make the Muslims stop killing us. It never did before. They just take over already half the planet, but it's all right. They just throw gays off buildings and cut women's genitals off, but J.K. Rowling still loves them. But we have Operation Temperer to temper the terror attack. Some troops wandering around, which are really for the British people. Not that the troops themselves are bad, but it's all martial law training. Heart-stopping moment. Armed cops storm suspect of the Pearson's Green bomb. That's the bomb that went off Friday. As neighbors claim, first man arrested is a refugee who came to the UK at age 15 and was praised by the Queen for bringing in Muslims. That's right. He was brought in at 15. He's now 19 and is the main suspect, blowing up 22 people, burning their skin off, bombing little kids, begging for mommy as they were blinded by the explosion. And that's just their fault for cultural enrichment. So there you go. I'm surprised it was an Islamicist. I mean, imagine my shock. Imagine my shock that another communist country has staged elections. Imagine my shock that they don't have power most of the day, don't have running water. Once the second richest country in the Americas. There was a time, 100 years ago, when year to year, it was, depending on GDP and average income, median middle class income. Trump has the highest middle class income ever recorded in the U.S. In the last 10 years, the first time it's been up, that came out last week, but he's the bad guy. Free market doesn't work, so everybody wants to get to America, get to Europe. Not that we're perfect, but a small semblance of free market. Venezuela, Argentina, and the United States used to be in competition every year to the 50s on who had the biggest middle class and where was the best boom town. But they let socialism in. They let communism in. They let collective. They told the middle class, hey, you're rich, you know, higher taxes, more regulations. And guess what? Their countries are gone. Venezuela has officially abandoned the dollar. After the U.S. calls Venezuela vote a sham, says will not accept result. They've had martial law. They've had people being arrested that try to even run for office. I mean, it's totally staged. 3, 4 years ago, they'd already eaten all their family pets, the zoo animals. They are beyond Argentinian now. The old saying, rich is an Argentine. You don't say that anymore. That's Reuters. De-dollarization strikes. Venezuela stops accepting dollar for oil payments. Oil-rich Venezuela stops accepting dollars. That's, again, out of Bloomberg. And then CNN asked the question. The tragic impact of a country's collapse. Venezuela's dreams are dying. Why did Venezuela collapse? Never did they say communism, socialism. No, no. It was wonderful. It was all so good. They worshiped the government, and they took the middle class's businesses and reassigned people to run them, and suddenly everybody was just running around in uniforms telling you how powerful they were, and everybody was a secret agent of the state. Everyone was so sexy, like in our country now, and it collapsed. Venezuela, how a rich country collapsed. How a rich country! Well, it was rich, resource, culture-wise, and then they got socialism, which they were all wearing red and hammers and sickles. They said 20 years ago, oh, we're not really communists. Of course, they were. And now, CNN said, how did they collapse? Venezuela holds the world's largest supply of crude oil. What once seemed like an endless gusher of cash, now the government's running out of money. prices are soaring, and nobody knows how much worse it'll get. Well, it'll get as bad as communism ever does. Venezuelan election illegitimate, a step towards dictatorship, says the U.S. How dare Trump criticize another heaven like North Korea? Let's just thank God that Venezuela doesn't have nuclear weapons, right? Of course, they couldn't produce those because they're communists. They'd have to be given them. Because communism is always about little politicos meeting and having coups against each other and having putches and purges and overthrows. It's all about who's in charge, just like Muslim countries. Not about who produces the best mousetrap, the best watch, the best computer, the best power lines, the best systems, the best food, the best culture, the best architecture, the best everything that openness gives you. But see, openness is scary because some people do so well, it makes others feel bad. And then the elite parasites, it's never poor people that push for communism. It's always the big offshore mega banks that are tax exempt. They go, hey, big multinational corporations that aren't globalists or big companies that are free market. The public's mad at you. They see what you have, and they see you're white, and they see you're racist, or they see you're Christian, and you're whatever. You need to give to them and share power, but we'll run it, and let us divide up all the money, and then we'll share it with the public, and we'll build them up under globalism to enter the hierarchy. And you're like, but free market always does that. That's the vote. Well, just let us do this, and we won't kill you. We won't have a race riot. And so the average rich Westerner says, yeah, okay, I'll fund you. Just, okay, I'm in a social signal. Even if you don't, they'll get to your rich wife. I'm not bashing women, but that's just how it works. You're a big company owner, they're going to get to your rich wife at all these tea parties and all these cocktail parties and everything about how your husband's not giving to the children, and you just, you know, you're a powerful woman. You're going to show him, aren't you? You're going to give the, you know, to charity, right? And that's how civilization fell. On average. Because, man, I talk to these big billionaires. I talk to them all. And they're like, listen, my wife's going to divorce me if I go against this program with the UN. And I go, yeah, but the program sterilizes people and is doing it. I know, but it's just the whole social circle's in it. They know how to use peer pressure. Just like they say, you're a racist if you aren't for open borders, or you're a racist if you aren't for high taxes, or you're a racist if you don't bring unvetted military-age men from the Middle East. It's because they'll beat you over the head. And the average person that started some factory or invented some computer program or whatever, be he a man or woman, they just want to be loved. And so they're like, I'll do whatever you say. I'll get on board with all this. Just leave me alone. And so we're now completely overrun and about to collapse. And the globalists don't even know what to do with what they've done. It's just, it's a disaster. And we're dynamiting the West. It's a horrible situation. We're going to go to break, come back with your calls, come back with Hillary Clinton, exclusive footage. The Loomer shot some live footage, but she gave us the HD footage. It's coming up of Hillary doing a book signing in a toilet paper aisle. The visuals are amazing. And then the Secret Service tried to ban her from being there, but she got through, and people protesting outside. It's powerful. It's all coming up. Then the CIA whistleblower, will there be a pardon for Assange? Bernie is contradicting himself. It's all coming up. But first, briefly, we've got some big specials that will end in the next few days. They've got to end. 50% off on super high-quality storable food. Amazon doubled prices during the hurricane. I cut it 50%. That's got to end on high-quality storable food. Always great to have that. 50% off all the fluoride-free coil, silver, iodine, empowered toothpaste, mouthwashes, and more. All Super Blue products at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. Emrex Essentials, 25% off. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 25% off on all the high-quality toiletries, shampoo, bug spray, you name it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com and so much more. And those specials are all ending in 24 hours. InfoWarsStore.com will be back.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi, everyone. Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.